Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. Are you enjoying summer as it morphs into fall in spite of the fact that both your lawn and TV get filled with the stuff you don't want, like dead leaves and candidates' commercials? Are you unencumbered by thoughts of voting mishaps, hurricane warnings, gas prices, political skullduggery, toll lanes on a free interstate, and grasshoppers munching on your favorite succulent? Sorry, where was I? It's so easy to get distracted. Well, let's turn to another American distraction in this time of managed crisis, like the real population of Wasilla, Alaska. It's a small town that has been thrust into the nation's headlines against its own will. Generally, small towns get this thrusting because some horrible tragedy has occurred. That is yet to be decided. I'm not saying Wasilla is an out-of-the-way town, but it took Google 5 minutes to locate its website. With this newfound visibility, the official Wasilla website has gotten more hits than a 35-year-old journeyman boxer with a wandering eye. But I will not sink to the comedic depths which involve phrases like, "This town is so small," except to say that the entire state of Delaware can fit in their municipal skating rink. All right, hold on here, America. Let's stop this insane bickering over a few hundred people. I can tell you with the absolute authority that comes from the worldwide internet that more people have lived in Wasilla, including the Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin, than have made the second round at America's Got Talent. This is historic. Never in the history of our country has a vice president been on America's Got Talent, except I think I saw Joe Biden in a Hair Club for Men commercial. Okay, what do Joe Biden and Sarah Palin have in common? Well, they both want to know what the job description of a vice president is. And I think America needs to know what a vice president does besides get away with shooting their friend. To get a clue, let's explore some duties of a lieutenant governor, which may or may not be as exciting as being a vice president. In fact, discovering what a lieutenant governor does is more exciting than being one. This falls under the category of, okay, we've got to find some things for what's-his-name to do so he doesn't feel like he's the third runner on the dog sled. If you check the website, you'll see that the lieutenant governor of Alaska also has the responsibility for, quote, oversight and use of the state of Alaska seal. To Alaskans, this is a vital area of government ranking just ahead of measuring snowfall. The official state seal does not reside in some zoo where people can gawk and throw fish. It resides in the lieutenant governor's office where people can gawk and throw fish. Hopefully for the lieutenant governor, the fish is thawed. But first they have to find the office. It's such a well-kept secret, they didn't tell the guy for 4 months. No one could tell the difference. Well, the two vice presidential candidates, though, couldn't be more different. When Joe Biden looks for moose, he goes to the bathroom cabinet. Sarah Palin just goes for her gun. And that's your Radio Buzz.